For more than two decades, a former cannery at Craig's northwest corner has sat idle. Craig City Administrator John Bowling says the city would like to see the historic property play a role in the town's future as the site of a new harbor.
Craig is a fishing community, and the harbors are an essential part of the infrastructure in town.
The city acquired the cannery property in the mid-2000s, and ever since, Bowling says city officials have dreamed of turning the 10-acre basin into moorage space for 120-plus vessels. That would expand the total number of available slips in Craig by about half. And it can't come a moment too soon. Bowling says the city has a years-long waiting list for its two largest harbors. He says a new marina would encourage investment in the community. Bowling says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working on the first steps toward a new harbor.
The phase we're working on with the Corps right now is for what the Corps calls the navigational improvements, which in the case of the project here in Craig is breakwater design and construction.
And that costs money. The Army Corps would pay 80% of the estimated $22 million cost, but the city of Craig is tasked with coming up with the rest.
At this point, the city's estimated share of the breakwater cost is $4.4 million. And the funding that was in House Bill 69 that was approved by the legislature included the $4.4 million appropriation and unfortunately was vetoed by the governor.
A statement from Governor Mike Dunleavy's office explaining the $4.4 million veto says he doesn't take issue with the project itself, but rather the mechanism that would fund it. The governor's office says the state should finance the breakwater construction with bonds rather than general fund dollars. Some $8.3 million for the harbor was included in a $356 million bond package proposed by Dunleavy earlier this year. The additional money would go towards pilings and floating docks. The Army Corps is just paying for the breakwater, according to Craig Administrator Bowling. But that bond package didn't pass the legislature. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman, whose district includes Craig, says the bonding idea failed to gain traction.
The legislature decided that we weren't going to go forward with a bond package because of financial concerns going forward paying the debt service, and that we were going to use some of the COVID money to free up some general funds and go ahead and fund a lot of the projects that were in that bond package, and the Craig Harbor was one of them.
Stedman says the project is badly needed in Craig, but since much of the federal pandemic relief funds don't have to be spent immediately, he says the window for the project has not closed.
So we have the same opportunity next year with the relief money from COVID to help with the capital budget and the operating budget and other expenditures, so we'll take a look at it again next year.
Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who also represents Craig, says he supported the governor's bond package, but he says the veto was the wrong move. He says he'd just like to see the harbor funded.
Penny foolish, pound foolish, poor decision. It would have been, and hopefully still will be, a transformative infrastructure project for Prince of Wales. But this is a huge setback.
For his part, Craig Administrator Bowling says he's just glad to see that lawmakers and the governor each want the harbor project to go forward.
Well, we recognize that there's support for the project, and we want to build on that from this point on.
Stedman and Christ Tompkins each say they'll propose funding for the harbor project again next year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.